Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller. Made in America and made to last.
Cattle futures were lower across the board, with live cattle 80 to 90 lower, feeder cattle anywhere from $1.12 to $1.60 lower. Most of the weakness came on the front end. August feeders, they're at $149.95, down $1.60. Going back to near the lowest levels we've seen in the past month and a half, also near the moving average. We're within about $2 of the 50-day moving average. It's about $148, and we're nearly $150 now for August. So some anticipation that that $158 level will become support. Box beef continues to be strong here. Yesterday's close was the highest we've seen at 252. 52 on choice and then 221.77 on select. Both of those higher and continue to work higher. We did have some cash trade yesterday with July delivery live cattle trade. There was 10,000 head at 132. Now that was 2 to 3 weeks out, of course, and so that was the July delivery. So there, that was one of the reasons why we saw some weakness here, but we have to remember that was quite a bit out in the future. Feeder cattle index was 154.15, down 76 cents yesterday. Oklahoma City was called $2 to $5 lower, also reflecting what the futures were doing. Projected closeouts of cattle going into the feedlots are currently negative about $43 a head, but current closeouts are positive $3.75.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures rebounded today, erasing some of yesterday's weakness. Kansas City wheat was the strongest grain contract, up 14 cents in July at $4.57. The Chicago wheat was 10 to 11 cents higher. Soybeans were a half to 1.5 higher, so they were the weakest one. And then corn 3 to 3.5 cents higher there to close the day. But again, higher across the board. The good to excellent category did slip 1% on the week. It was down to 67%. This was the first bean reporting. It was 66% rather, good to excellent. 92% of the cotton crop is planted, and 66% of the cotton crop is good to excellent. So really good crops across the board as of this point. I would think that corn may be below that 70. There is some talk that there's some areas of drought, but also this week we're anticipated to get some rain. So continue to watch the weather as it goes to the Midwest. Hedge funds are short across the board. They're short about 113,000 contracts of wheat, short 126,000 contracts of corn, short about 100,000 contracts of beans. And those numbers probably will come down just a little bit after today's rally. But overall, the crops are pretty fair shape right here, other than the acreage drops. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.